Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألست بربكم قالوا بلى شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening. Inshallah, just to continue from our Jumu'ah session, we touched on the virtue of the day of Arafah. Very briefly, inshallah, just to continue with that subject and then allow people towards Maghrib, mashallah, well before Maghrib, inshallah, for people to make dua and engage in the zikrullah and to, mashallah, complete the day hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have given us maghfirat completely, inshallah. And so my respected brothers, alhamdulillah, it is the day of Jumu'ah. In the summer days, the days are long. That means the day of Arafah, alhamdulillah, there is great barakat for us also. And so it's Jumu'ah and also the day of Arafah. One very important incident that occurred also in Arafat. So one is the time of Arafat, which is also very blessed. So for an example, if people are not in Arafat doing Hajj physically, not to be there, but because it is the 9th of Zilhijjah, people all around the world will gain the barakat of that month, the 9th of Zilhijjah. And the second is also that location, the venue, the plain of Arafat, that buq'ah, that zone is also full of barakat. Scholars have mentioned that one very important covenant, a promise that Allah, a pledge that Allah has taken with all of the sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, which is known as Alame Alast, the covenant, the heavenly covenant that Allah had asked all of the souls, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Am I not your Rabb? This incident also took place, according to some of the Mufassireen, they have mentioned that this was in Nu'man, and Nu'man is the valley where you have Arafat. So this took place also in Arafat. Before we go into the details of this very important event that had taken place, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in His kalam, we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the designer and the creator of everything that you see around you. The seven heavens Allah has created, this earth that Allah has created, and Allah has created everything in the most perfect manner. The most perfect manner. What Allah has created, if someone was to say that this human being, maybe this organ should have been better placed here, oh, this body part should have been better placed here, that is impossible. There is no other way that a human being can be created, and this remarkable human being, how Allah has created him. But the only way is how Allah has created him, and that is the most perfect manner. So everything that Allah creates in the most perfect manner. The earth, the heavens, mashallah, insan that has been sent here in this dunya. The purpose is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see insan, humans, human beings to be successful. Allah does not want insan to be a loser whilst he is here in this dunya. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also created that environment for him so that it becomes easy for him to be successful. There are so many things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for him to understand. Allah has given him the human mind, the intelligence for him to observe things that are around him. But more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam in this dunya. More than 100,000 messengers came in this dunya. Why? So that insan can be given hidayat. Insan can be given guidance. Naturally, this world has been created by Allah, so it is not your thinking and my thinking what is right and what is wrong. It is only what the Creator tells you that this is right and this is wrong has to be accepted. It can't be what you and I think. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, mashallah, in this dunya so many messengers. And they came and they were adamant and they showed people and they told them that look, this is right and this is wrong. This is right and this is wrong. This was their duty, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. And the people who followed the path of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, they were known as Muslims. Be it in the time of Musa alayhi salam, be it in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, be it in the time of Adam alayhi salam, be it in the time of any Nabi. So anyone who followed the path of a Nabi, he is a Muslim. And then with Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam that came to this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also sent down kitabs, scriptures, so that there is no excuse for anyone. For generations to come, people can read and understand what the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was given the scriptures in the first night of Ramadan. Tawrat was given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam the 13th night of Ramadan. Zabur was given to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam 18th night of Ramadan. Injil was given to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam on the 6th night of Ramadan. And the Quran was given to the people of Iman, mashallah, and that night was Laylatul Qadr. That night was Laylatul Qadr. So on the night of Qadr, mashallah, the Quran was given. And so all of the scriptures that were revealed in the month of Ramadan. And so all of these things were done only for the hidayat of human beings. For the hidayat of human beings. And before any human being was given a body, a physical body, like how we are today, that mashallah, you have a body and then you have a ruh that is inside. Even before he was fully formed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken a covenant, a pledge from all of the sons, the offsprings of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is mentioned in the Quran. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِمْ. And that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took this covenant from the offsprings of the sons of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them a witness to themselves, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to every one of them, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Rabb? Am I not your Rabb? So this was before Allah had given this skeleton, this structure, this outwardly shell to a human being, when he was just a ruh, and that ruh was given some form. And so now maybe the question might be in your mind that how is it possible that from the time of Adam alayhi salam until the last man, so many billions and billions and billions of people can be here in this world? But it is very simple. It comes in the hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the size like an ant. The ruh was at that very small level, like an ant. Nowadays in the modern world, mashallah, microfilming, we know, even if you take a picture, with your fingers you can make the picture big, and with your fingers you can make the picture very, very small. Insan can do this. So what is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So all of the human beings were gathered, and a very important question was put forward to them, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Why this covenant was taken? Why is this recorded in the Quran? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover this incident in the Quran in His kalam? And all of them said, Bala, shahidna, without a doubt, we are a witness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, be careful, أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين. That you might one day say that, I am sorry, I am unaware of this. I am unaware of this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, remember, I am your Rabb. And everyone said, you are our Rabb. So this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created a single human being to be a kafir. That is why we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan as hunafa. Allah created insan as hunafa. I'm going from here and I'm going from here to there. Ji. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan in the form of hunafa. And hunafa means upon tawheed, monotheism, to believe only in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so every human being that Allah created, Allah's maqsad was and His sunnat was that everyone should go into Jannah. This was the maqsad. That is why right from the beginning, even before they came in this dunya, even before this test was opened up for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them, I am your Rabb, don't forget that. I am your Rabb, don't forget that. So how is it that insan, all of a sudden when he comes in this dunya, he forgets this covenant and he goes in the wrong direction? The answer to this is also in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A very beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, Inni khalaqtu ibadi hunafa. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have created my servants as hunafa. Hunafa means people upon tawheed, people upon monotheism, that they believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what happens? That in this dunya when they come, فَجَاءَتْهُمُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The devils come to them. Who come to them? The devils come to insan. When insan comes in this dunya, devils also come, shayateen also come to them. Fajtalathum an deenihim. And then they are deviated. Shaitan deviates them from the right path. The devils deviate them from the right path. That is why in another very famous hadith which you have heard all the time, Allah's Nabi has also mentioned, Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child is born upon fitrat. And this fitrat is tawheed, that he believes in the oneness of Allah. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ. But it is the environment that changes him. يُنَصِّرَانِهِ. Makes him into a Christian, makes him into a Hindu, makes him into an atheist, makes him into anything for that matter. It is the environment that he is in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all insan as one. But because insan is also being tested and Allah has given him the free choice and the free will. The free choice and the free will. And in this free choice and the free will, and he has also got shaitan that is there, that if he is not firm and if he does not understand how important it is to be listening to the teachings of the messengers, then sometimes he can also take the wrong path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah save us, my respected brothers and elders. That is why this is also mentioned in another hadith very clearly, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wiped the back of Adam alayhi salam. And the wiping the back of Adam alayhi salam is not like how we are thinking, not at that physical level how we think. This is from the mutashabihat. This is from the knowledge of Allah. It is only for us to understand. And when he wiped the back of Adam alayhi salam, all of his offsprings, the first set of offsprings came out, falling out. So Adam alayhi salatu wa salam could see. So many, all of them came out. So Adam alayhi salatu wa salam says, Ya Allah, who are them? Who are these? From my back, from my loins. He said, this is from your zurriyat, from your progeny, for you are the father of all the human beings. And so these are all your sons, your progeny, generation after generation that is going to come. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are your sons that will be going to Jannah. These are your sons that will be going to Jannah. After a while, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wiped the back of Adam alayhi salam again. Then again, a set of the offsprings, not in a fully formed, like a body given to them, but in a form of ruh, but that ruh also had a shape. And all of them were in front of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Again he asked, Ya Allah, who are they now? And he said, again, this is from your zurriyat, from your progeny. But these are the people who are destined to go to Jahannam. Allah save us. Now, immediately some of you will be wondering that even before coming into this dunya, if there is one group going to Jannah and one group going to Jahannam, then does a person just come in this dunya and relax and just leave it to his taqdeer, that let my taqdeer and whatever is going to happen will happen? Is this the situation? No. What we need to understand, the reason why this has been mentioned, is so that we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from a time zone. Allah is free from a time zone, from this time frame. There is no time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no past, future or present for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His knowledge is such that he knows everything. The past, the future, the present, he knows everything. And so already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan, and Allah does not force anyone. But Allah has created in him such functions that Allah has given him the free will and the free mind and the free choice to choose whatever he wants in this dunya. And this will be his test, this will be his imtihan. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows even before he comes into existence, because of the kamil knowledge of Allah. Because of the knowledge of Allah. My knowledge and your knowledge is such, my respected brothers. You know, you might know what happened 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 4 days ago. There might be something that you are planning, that tomorrow I am going to do this. You might have a diary that next week we are going for a holiday, or we are doing this, or this is what I'm going to be doing. This is just in your planning, this is in your mind. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything about everyone in its full capacity. Everything. So when it comes to understanding that these are the group of people that will be going to Jannah, these are the group of people that will be going to Jahannam, is in reference to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That because he has the knowledge, Allah knows. Abu Jahl was given the opportunity to physically with his two eyes see the prince of mankind. He could see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could see the noor on the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the free will, the choice that was given to him, the shayateens that were attached to him, the evil company that he was surrounded by, he did not use the right observations, the mindset. And he chose not to accept Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knew. Abu Lahab was alive. Abu Lahab was alive when Surah Lahab was revealed. Nahi baat samajh mein aaya nahi. Surah Lahab was revealed whilst Abu Lahab was alive. In this chapter, Allah is saying that Abu Lahab is not going to be accepting Islam. Abu Lahab, all he had to do, just even out of show and hypocrisy, and to prove that no, the Quran is wrong. All he had to do to show that the Quran is wrong was to stand on the mountain of Safa and call all the people of Makkah, and he would say, all of you come here. The Quran that is revealed to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Lahab, is saying, I am not going to become a Muslim. I am going to prove all of you wrong that this Quran, Aliyazu Billah, is wrong, and I will read the Kalima and I am going to become a Muslim. But he did not even do that. This is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kamil knowledge. Kamil knowledge. Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, 1,000 years of constant invitation, da'wat to the people. Rabbi inni da'autu qawmi layla wa nahara. Oh my Allah, I have not seen the day and I have not seen the night. Day and night, I am just in this fikr. I am just in this fikr of inviting people. Of inviting people. Subhanallah. And sometimes this fikr is also very important for the ummah. Very important. We need to have this fikr for the Ummah. From our Kabirin Hazrat Hafiz Patel Sahab, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. One scholar who did a bayan, mashallah, and Hazrat was saying that someone came and he was in khidmat of Hafiz Patel Sahab. And so when he went to sleep, he said to Hafiz Sahab, Hazrat, I will wake you up in the night. You tell me. He says, no, I'll wake up because no, you tell me. So Hazrat gave him a time. And this man fell asleep. Ismail ki tarah thora tha ye. So he fell asleep. So, subhanallah, and then he woke up maybe 1 hour late. And then he's looking for Hafiz Patel, where is he, the bedding. And Hafiz Patel Sahab is not there, so he's looking around. And Hafiz Patel Sahab was in the masjid somewhere crying. So in the night he was making dua. So he sat behind and he said, all I could hear was one dua. Allah, ye tere pyare Habib ki ummat hai aur uski tu hifazat farma. Allah, ye tere pyare Habib ki ummat hai aur tu uski hifazat farma. Ye Allah, ye tere pyare Habib ki ummat hai aur tu. This was all he was asking. So he says, for 1 hour, this was the only rut this man was doing. So after, when it was time for Fajr, so I said to him, Hazrat, this is one dua you made, you didn't make dua. He says, for 35 years I have been making this dua. How many years? 35 years. These were our kabiri. These were great lofty people, bhai. Aise bhi log the dunya mein. How much fikr have we had for the ummah? When did we cry for our brothers and made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah save this ummah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembered us when he went for mi'raj, this ummah. Allah's Nabi remembered us when he was doing qurbani and sacrificing the animals, that this is on behalf of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah. Imagine, my respected brothers. So the knowledge of Allah, it is in reference to the knowledge of Allah. Because there is no boundaries. Allah's knowledge is such, He knows everything. Otherwise, people would start saying, you worship a God, but He does not know what is going to happen tomorrow, what is going to happen with me. Then this would have been a problem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allamul Ghuyub. He has the knowledge of everything, the unseen. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. The waswasa that enters, you might even be thinking about something, that is also detected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows everything. And so this is the meaning of taqdeer. So a sahabi questioned Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, then why should we be doing our a'mal? So Allah's Nabi says, no, never do that. You are opening the door of shaitan. How do you know which direction you are going? How do you know? So in this world, be positive. Follow the teachings of the prophets and follow the book that has been given to you, the Quran. Follow the sunnah and follow the kalam of Allah. And this means that Allah has decreed for you to enter Jannah. Don't challenge Allah. Don't challenge Allah. This is not the right thing. Someone came to Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and said to him, do you have complete iman upon Allah? So he says, yes, of course I have complete iman upon Allah. I'm the Nabi of Allah. So he says, okay. Go and climb that cliff in front of you and jump from that cliff. If Allah wants to save you, He will save you. And you will be alive. Otherwise you will die. Ab question bhi aisa bewakoof tha, aisa hamaqat wala. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam gave a very beautiful answer. He said, it is not for the slave to test the Creator, the Lord. It is for the master, Allah, the Rabb, to create his abd, but not for his abd to test his creator. This is takabbur. So that is why, my respected brothers and elders, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such. So these are the people that will be going to Jannah, and these are the people that will be going to Jahannam. Allah give us Jannah. And alhamdulillah, sitting in the masjid, fasting, the day of Arafat, praying Asr, coming to the house of Allah, lifting up the hands, turning to Allah. All of these actions, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, are putting us in the right direction that Allah has decreed for us to go to Jannah. And remember one thing, Allah is Kareem. What is He? Kareem. You know, there was a man who had divorced his wife, so he had given her a lot of gold, jewelry, money, whatever, in terms of wealth. And so some people were saying to him that, you know, this marriage didn't last much, but you gave her so much, a house, this, that, you know, take it all back, jewelry, gold, to kitna tumne usko diya, de do. So he says, no, you know, I gave it for who? Allah, finish, leave it. Dunya mein sakhi aadmi, kaun? Dunya mein sakhi aadmi, bara aadmi. When he gives something, it does not befit his character to put himself so low down that he snatches that item back from him. Give it back to him. He doesn't. So imagine Allah, who is Kareem, the most noble. And this is what we hope with Allah, that Allah has given us this iman, that Allah has decreed that we die with this iman and go to Jannah, inshallah. We should think very positively with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is very, very merciful, very merciful. And so khair, when Adam alayhi salatu was salam saw from his offsprings, all the children that were there, so he looked properly and he saw this one son of his, one offspring that had a lot of shine on the forehead. So the people who were going to Jannah, they had a bit of noor and light on their forehead. That is why when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was questioned, O Nabi of Allah, how will you know your ummah on the day of Qiyamah? He says, very easy. Ghurram muhajjaleen. Because of wuzu, Allah will place noor on their body parts. The hands and the feet and the face, they will be noor. And this identity will only be for my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. This noor will not be given to anyone else. I will say, he is my ummati, he is my ummati, he is my ummati. Come here, come here. Ye to mera ummati. He's got the marks of wuzu. And so Hazrat Adam alayhi salam asked, Ya Allah, who is this? So he says, Min zurriyatika yuqalu lahu Dawood. That, oh Adam, he is also from your zurriyat, your progeny, and his name will be Dawood. You see the knowledge of Allah? Dawood alayhi salam. Who will he be? Dawood alayhi salam. Father naturally likes his children. Father naturally likes his children. Sometimes a lot of credit is only given to the mother. No doubt, a mother is, you know, a mother. Mother is a mother, of course. But sometimes a lot of credit must also be given to the father. Father ne itni mehnat ki hoti hai bichara. Day and night he is working. Everything is in his control. Everything he is worried. The father plays a fundamental role. Fundamental role. So sometimes we also need to give credit to the parents, and from the parents the father. Bahut sari nazme sirf maa ki hi bani hai, baap ki bhi banni chahiye. Samjhe? باپ کا بھی بڑا کردار ہوتا ہے بہت بڑا کردار اب فادر لکڈ ایٹ ہز سن داؤد علیہ السلام فیل ان لو ود ہم اینڈ ہی آسک ہم آدم علیہ السلام واز سو انٹیلیجنٹ اللہ پاک واٹ از دا ایج یو آر گیونگ مائی سن داؤد علیہ السلام سو اللہ سیڈ ٹو ہم 60 سنہ آئی ہیو اونلی گیون ہم 60 ایئرز ہاؤ مینی 60 ایئرز 60 years only Dawud alayhi salam. So he says, Allah Pak, take 40 years from my age and give it to my son Dawud alayhi salam. Bade sakhi te 40 saal de diye. Allah Pak says, okay, theek hai. You are going to live for 1,000 years, then you are going to now be living for 960 years. Adam alayhi salam came in this dunya, our father met with Hazrat Hawa and whatever he had to do. In those days, of course, it was more about human beings to come into existence and Hazrat Hawa would give birth. And so anyway, when the time of death came, Malakul Maut came to Adam alayhi salam. Hazrat, it's time for you to go now. He started arguing with Malakul Maut. Are they bye? Allah Pak said 1,000 years? You've come 40 years early, how many? The angel said, Hazrat, you forgot 40 saal you gave to your son, Dawud alayhi salam. It comes in the hadith that, you know, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam forgot. And because of him forgetting, this condition of forgetting also is part of human nature. This condition of forgetting is also part of human nature. And it is such a ni'mat that we forget. Imagine if you don't forget. And this is very dangerous. You know, there are some people who can't forget. Very dangerous. And when you can't forget, you are not willing to forgive. And when you are not willing to forgive, you are not following the Sunnah. So some people, they can forget, forgive and forget very quickly. But it comes in the hadith that because Adam alayhi salam forgot, this human condition, natural condition, we also forget. So we also have this tendency to forget. And now going back to the real question that alame alast, when Allah said, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Lord? How come we don't remember this? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioned every offspring in the form of a Ruh, am I not your Rabb? You and I and everyone, we answered, Bala, of course you are our Lord. Does anybody remember that day? Koi hai yahan par, kisi ki memory sharp hai? Koi hai? Someone? Do you remember in that alam somebody said something? There have been people who actually remember this event. Zunnune Misri is one of the famous. And there, in fact, there's a book written of the people who've actually remembered this event. But because people have a tendency to forget, insan also forgets. But Allah is reminding him that look, even if you forget, it is in the Quran that you testified that when you are in this dunya, your Rabb is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why did Allah put this question in front of us? Very simple. Alame alast, at that time to say, alastu bi rabbikum, do you remember? That is going back too far. I am going to make it very easy for everybody. Inshallah, in a few minutes we will end. I am going to make it very easy. Does anyone here remember when they were born and the adhan was given in their ears, right, and iqamat in the left? How many people remember that? Chalo, haath ucha kare, mashallah, mashallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, haath ucha kare. How many people remember that? Nobody even remembers that. We don't even remember the time of adhan. But the fact of the matter is, this is the hukam of Allah, and when the adhan is given in the ears, without a doubt it has a positive effect on that human being. It has a positive effect on that human being. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants all of human beings that came in this dunya to be people of iman and to have a positive effect on them. Allah had put this question forward to them, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? And they had to say, yes, of course you are our Rabb. Now then you will be going down in this dunya. Don't forget this sabak. This promise and pledge and this covenant will be reminded to you by the messengers of Allah, and they will be telling you, your Rabb is Allah, your deen is Islam, your Rabb is Allah, your deen is Islam. So many times you are reading the Quran, but you don't know the meaning of the Quran, but without a doubt, you don't know the meaning, but you are reciting the Quran, it has a positive effect on your heart. A positive effect on your heart. So khair, this covenant, this heavenly covenant that was taken, the ulama say this location was also the plain of Arafat. This was also the zone of Arafat. And this is where Allah had asked that, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? And so of course sometimes people don't remember this, because Allah has created this dunya in such a way that human beings have a natural condition. And one of the condition is that after a bit insan can forget. And this is khair for him. Otherwise it would be very, very difficult. So that is why Allah has put in front of us, alhamdulillah, information of the past and the ahwal, the things that are our current affairs and how we are to deal with the dunya that we live in and what is expected for us to see in the future. All of that has been recorded in the Quran, because it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, alhamdulillah, that we strengthen our iman and we have complete iman upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we follow the teachings of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, khususan our beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dua kalli, Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimin. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. الله كريم ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما دے. الله كريم یہ مبارک دن ہے, عرفات کا دن ہے. یا اللہ اتنے سارے لوگ مسجد میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, اللہ ہم تیرے محتاج بندے ہیں, اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما دے. اللہ ہم ٹوٹے ہوئے لوگ ہیں, کھوئے ہوئے لوگ ہیں, کمزور لوگ ہیں. یا اللہ بلا شک یا اللہ جو تیری شان ہے, یا اللہ ایسی ہم نے عبادت نہیں کی. یا اللہ پوری زندگی میں شاید کوئی ایک بھی نماز ہم آپ کو پیش نہیں کر سکتے. یا اللہ کوئی ایک روزہ نہیں پیش کر سکتے. اللہ ہمارے اعمال ٹوٹے پھوٹے ہوئے ہیں, اللہ کمزور ہے. اللہ اور کمزوروں کو یا اللہ انسان بھی معاف فرما دیتا ہے. اللہ تو تو بڑا رحیم ہے, کریم ہے. اللہ ہمیں کمزور سمجھ کر, معذور سمجھ کر ہماری مغفرت فرما دے. اللہ ہم نے کتنی مرتبہ توبہ کی اور توبہ کو ہم نے توڑ دیا. اللہ ایک مرتبہ نہیں یا اللہ, بیسیوں مرتبہ نہیں یا اللہ, سو مرتبہ نہیں یا اللہ, لاکھوں مرتبہ اللہ ہم نے تیری نافرمانی کی ہوگی. اللہ تو قادر مطلق ہے, اگر تو چاہتا اللہ کریم ہمارے ہاتھ کو توڑ دیتا, سر کو توڑ دیتا, پیروں کو توڑ دیتا, ڈسیبل کر دیتا. اللہ انسان تباہ اور برباد ہو جائے, لیکن یا اللہ یہ تیری رحیمی ہے, تیری کریمی ہے کہ تو اتنا بڑا مہربان ہے. اللہ ہم اتنے کمزور لوگ, हमारी मिसाल तो एक चूंटी के बराबर भी नहीं है, या अल्लाह हम तो एक चूंटी के बराबर भी नहीं है, या अल्लाह फिर भी तूने हमें वो मकाम दिया, वो शर्फ दिया कि हम अपनी जबान से तेरे कलाम को पढ़ सके, वरना हमारी क्या मजाल, हमें क्या हक बनता है कि या अल्लाह तेरे कलाम को हम इस गंदी जबान से पढ़ सके। अल्लाह ये तेरी मेहरबानी है, अल्लाह तू रहीम है, करीम है, अल्लाह हमारे साथ आफियत का मुआमला फरमा, अल्लाह आफियत का मुआमला फरमा। अल्लाह करीम, ये वो बड़े लोग थे या अल्लाह जिनको या अल्लाह अगर तू आजमाए तो या अल्लाह ये अपनी आजमाइश में कामयाब हो जाते थे। या अल्लाह ये सिद्दीक अकबर की मिसाल थी, खुलफाए राशिद की मिसाल थी। अल्लाह हम तो बहुत कमजोर है, अल्लाह तेरी आजमाइश से तू हमारी हिफाजत फरमा, अल्लाह तेरी आजमाइश से तू हमारी हिफाजत फरमा। अल्लाह हमारे साथ अफ्व आफियत का मुआमला फरमा, अल्लाह हमारी मगफिरत फरमा दे। अल्लाह हमें नहीं पता हमारी जिंदगी के कितने दिन बाकी है, अल्लाह हमें ये नहीं पता, कल का भी नहीं पता। या अल्लाह आइंदा आरफात के मैदान को देखेंगे, इस दिन को देखेंगे, रमजान को देखेंगे या नहीं देखेंगे। अल्लाह करीम, जो भी सूरत हाल हो, अल्लाह तू हमसे राजी हो जा, अल्लाह तू हमसे राजी हो जा। अल्लाह हमारी पकड़ मत फरमा, अल्लाह हमारी पकड़ मत फरमा। अल्लाह करीम, हमारे पास तो कुछ भी नहीं है, अल्लाह तू हमारी मगफिरत फरमा दे। या अल्लाह, पाक पानी में गंदा पानी भी बह जाता है, अल्लाह गंदा पानी समझकर भी हमारी मगफिरत फरमा दे। अल्लाह नेक लोगों में हमें शामिल कर दे। अल्लाह हमें मुतवाज़े बना, तकब्बुर से बचा। अल्लाह इतने बड़े पैगंबर थे यूसुफ अलैहि सलाम, लेकिन उनकी तवाजु की अजीब मिसाल कि उन्होंने यूं कहा, वो अलहिकनी बिस्सालिहीन, अल्लाह मुझे नेक लोगों के साथ शामिल कर दे। हालांकि उनसे बड़ा कौन हो सकता था, लेकिन क्या कमाल तवाजु था। अल्लाह हमें भी तवाजु नसीब फरमा, अल्लाह हम भी तेरे आजिज बंदे बन जाए। अल्लाह तकब्बुर से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा, हसद से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा, गीबत से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा। या अल्लाह तमाम गुनाहों से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा, जाहिरी गुनाह से, बातिनी गुनाह से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा। कुरान करीम का इश्क हमें नसीब फरमा, अल्लाह करीम कुरान करीम से मोहब्बत नसीब फरमा, अल्लाह तेरे नाम से मोहब्बत नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह करीम हमारे दिल को या अल्लाह जिंदा कर दे, दिलों को जिंदा कर दे, मुर्दा दिल से तू हमारी हिफाजत फरमा। अल्लाह करीम हमारे दिल को तू जिंदा कर दे, अल्लाह करीम हमारे दिल को ऐसा बना कि अल्लाह वो हमेशा तेरे याद में ही रहे, या अल्लाह तेरी याद में ही हमारा दिल रहे। अल्लाह करीम हम सबकी मगफिरत फरमा दे। अल्लाह हाजियों के हज को कबूल फरमा, मुसलमानों की हिफाजत फरमा। या अल्लाह दुनिया भर में जहां कहीं मुसलमान परेशान हाल है, अल्लाह उनकी परेशानियों को दूर फरमा। अल्लाह आजकल मुसलमान के जो लीडरान है, या अल्लाह अगर उनके दिल में या अल्लाह तेरा खौफ नहीं है और दीन की समझ नहीं है, तो या अल्लाह ऐसे लीडरान को या अल्लाह निकाल दे, और ऐसे या अल्लाह हमें लीडर दे या अल्लाह जो मुत्तकी हो, जो दीन को समझने वाले हो, या अल्लाह जो इस्लाम को फैलाने वाले लोग हो। या अल्लाह ऐसे लोग जो तुझसे मोहब्बत करे, तेरे प्यारे नबी से मोहब्बत करे। अल्लाह करीम हमारी नौजवान नस्ल की तो हिफाजत फरमा, अल्लाह करीम हमारी नौजवान नस्ल की हिफाजत फरमा। अल्लाह करीम टेक्नोलॉजी के जमाने में अल्लाह हम तो बेबस हो गए, अल्लाह हम तो बेबस हो गए। या अल्लाह शैतान ने हर जगह पर जाल फंसा दिया है, इस तरफ जाए तब भी गुनाह, उस तरफ जाए तब भी गुनाह। अल्लाह तू ही हिफाजत करने वाला है। अल्लाह हमारे छोटे छोटे बच्चे यहां के स्कूल में जाते हैं, चार चार पांच पांच घंटे कुफारों के हवाले कर देते हैं। अल्लाह हमें कुछ नहीं पता उनके जहनों में क्या चीज दाखिल हो रही है। اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما, اللہ تو ہمارے لیے کافی بن جا, اللہ تو ہماری جوان نسل کی حفاظت فرما, اللہ تو مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما, ہماری بچوں کی تو حفاظت فرما, اللہ ہماری بچوں کی حفاظت فرما. اللہ سب سے بڑی نعمت ہے تقوی, اللہ ہمیں تقوی نصیب فرما, اللہ ہمیں تقوی نصیب فرما, اللہ ہمیں متقین میں سے بنا دے, اللہ کریم ہمیں متقین میں سے بنا دے, اللہ ہمیں ترتیب سکھا دے یا اللہ دعا کیسے مانگے. اللہ ہم نے جو مانگا اور جو نہیں مانگا اور مانگنا چاہیے, یا اللہ جو یاد ہے اور یاد نہیں ہے, یا اللہ اور جو بھول گئے اور یہ ساری چیزیں, یا اللہ جس کا تعلق دنیا آخرت کے ساتھ ہو اور جس میں ہمارا کامل فائدہ ہو, یا اللہ وہ چیز ہمیں نصیب فرما, اللہ وہ چیز ہمیں نصیب فرما. اللہ کریم نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اللہ کریم ہمیشہ ہمیشہ کے لیے تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. اللہ کریم اس دن میں آپ انگنت لوگوں کو جہنم سے آزاد کر دیتے ہیں, اللہ ہم سب کو آزاد کر دے, ہماری ذریت کو, ہماری نسلوں کو, ہمارے گھر والوں کو, ہمارے بچوں کو, ہماری گھر کی عورتوں کو, مسلمان امت کو یا اللہ چھٹکارا دے دے. اللہ دنیا کے عذاب کو برداشت نہیں کر سکتے, اللہ کریم اس گرمی کو برداشت نہیں کر سکتے, تو یا اللہ تیری جہنم کو کون برداشت کر سکتا ہے. اللہ ہم تو کمزور ہے, ہم تو آپ سے مانگتے ہیں بس ہمیں جنت ہی دے دے, اللہ ہمیں جنت ہی دے دے, اللہ ہمیں جنت ہی دے دے, اللہ ہمیں جنت دے دے, اللہ ہمیں جنت دے دے. اللہ تو نے جنت بنائی ہی اہل ایمان کے لیے, اللہ تو ہمیں جنت دے دے. یا اللہ ہم قبر میں اکیلے ہوں گے, ہمارے ساتھ کوئی بھی نہیں ہوگا, اس وقت ہمارا کیا حال ہوگا. اللہ تو ہی ہمارا محافظ ہے, اللہ تو ہی ہمارا محافظ ہے. اللہ ہماری گرفت نہ ہو, اللہ ہماری پکڑ نہ ہو, اللہ ہمارا حساب نہ ہو, اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے. اللہ حقوق العباد میں کمی بیشی ہو تو یا اللہ وہ بھی معاف فرما دے, اللہ حقوق اللہ میں کوئی کمی بیشی ہو اللہ کریم وہ بھی تو معاف فرما دے. اللہ کتنے لوگ پریشان حال ہے, اللہ ان کی پریشانیوں کو تو دور فرما, اللہ پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. مسلمان کے لیے یا اللہ ان کی عزت آبرو کی تو حفاظت فرما. اللہ جس ملک میں ہم رہتے ہیں ایسے قانون کو نافذ مت فرما کہ جس میں ہم اسلام پر عمل کرنا ہمارے لیے دشوار ہو جائے. اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما. اللہم انا نسلک العفو والعافية فی الدنیا والآخرة. اللہم انا نسلک من خیر ما سألک منہ نبیک عبدک محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ونعوذ بک من شر ما استعاذک منہ نبیک عبدک محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, وانت المستعان وعلیک البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة الا باللہ. سمعنا وأطعنا, غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.